Welcome to another episode of the Top Tens podcast. In this show, what we do is we have the audio versions of some YouTube videos that we put out on YouTube for your listening convenience. Maybe you listen to these while you drive and it's just easier to consume the audio version for some people. So that's why we do this podcast. If you appreciate us doing that, if you think it's a good idea, please do consider leaving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. That would be great. And let's get into it.
Hello, I'm Simon Whistler. You're watching Top Tensnet, and in the video today, 10 enormous families and incredibly widespread bloodlines. The need to breed and reproduce is hardwired into life's DNA. Only those species that ensure the birth of the next generation continue on this earth. Man's technology has largely negated the need for large families, but some still strive to push the limits of human fertility, as you will soon see. Number 10. Secret insemination of hundreds. When sperm banks opened their doors, it meant that women were no longer dependent on finding a man to start a family. Single women, women whose partners had fertility issues, and those in same-sex relationships could now visit a local fertility clinic and choose from a number of sperm donors to father their children. Hoping to help these women, Berthold Weissner and his wife Mary founded a fertility clinic in London, England. From 1943 to 1962, he helped over 1,500 women conceive using what they thought were the sperm of a variety of successful, smart, and strong sperm donors. Decades later, DNA tests would reveal that far from a large group of donors, Weissner was mostly using his own sperm, so he was the father of up to two-thirds of the children that were conceived at his clinic. This created a potential nightmare for his offspring, as there is a higher chance of hooking up with unknown half-brothers or sisters. Weissner died in 1972, years before his actions were discovered. One of his children, Barry Stevens, created a documentary about this discovery and his mission to track down his multitude of siblings, which is thought to push into the high hundreds. Number 9. Greatest number of children born to one mother. In western Russia lies the third largest town in the Ivanovo province. It's called Shuya. It holds the title of being the home to one of the biggest families in history, the spawn of Mr. and Mrs. Fyodor Vasilev. They lived in the 18th century during the reign of a number of Russian emperors and empresses, including Catherine the Great. Throughout the 76-year life of Mrs. Vasilyev, she gave birth 27 times to 16 pairs of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets, for a total of 69 children. The Guinness Book of World Records lists her as the record holder for the greatest number of children born to one mother. Incredibly, her husband would go on to remarry and later have another 18 children with a second wife, for a total of 87 children. Number 8. Biggest recent family. Muhammad Bello Abubakar was a Nigerian preacher who, before he died in January of 2017, married around 130 women and fathered at least 203 children. The actual final numbers are actually the subject of some debate. In 2008, when he had only 86 wives, his huge family went through 12 kilogram bags of rice, costing around $915 every single day. Abubakar claims he doesn't seek out his wives, rather they come to him due to his reputation as a talented healer. When his large family started to attract media attention, Islamic and government officials demanded that he limit himself to 4 wives, as set out in the Quran. He was able to argue his own interpretation, which said that it wasn't limited to 4, but however many he could afford. Until his death, he was able to keep his family intact. When asked how he had the energy to keep so many wives happy, he said, "A man with 10 wives would collapse and die, but my own power is given by Allah. That is why I have been able to control so many spouses." Number 7. Funds for a full family. Some people want large families, but can't find anyone with the same desires. This was the case with 24-year-old Japanese businessman Matsutoki Shigeta, the son of a billionaire. To get around this problem, he used his wealth to set up a baby factory in Thailand. He set up a large group of surrogate mothers and not only fathered 16 children, but was also paying for their upbringing in Bangkok. Police became suspicious that his growing army of babies was some sort of human trafficking ring, and in 2014 they raided the nursery where Shigeta's children were staying. It was then revealed that Shigeta hoped to use his growing family to win elections and wasn't going to stop having new babies until he's dead. Shigeta has been embroiled in a custody suit with the Thai government. A few years ago, he won custody of 3 of his children and reportedly has recently won custody of all the remaining kids. Number 6. The real delivery men. One of the largest legal sperm donors is an anonymous American man who amazingly has fathered 150 children. This story would eventually spawn the movie The Delivery Man, starring Vince Vaughn. Yes, indeed, that crappy movie was actually based on a real dude. The real-life donor has remained anonymous, but not all big daddies choose to do so. Long-term donor Michael Rabino waived his privacy protections, and it has since been revealed that his sperm donations have helped women to have at least 19 children so far. In 2017, Inside Edition brought all of his children together to meet each other and their shared father. The half-siblings marveled at the family traits that they all shared. Rabino, meanwhile, noted that while he loved all of his kids, he thought the experience was very exciting and a little surreal. Number 5. Countless royal members. The Emirate of Diriyah, or the first Saudi state, came into being in 1744. The House of Saud is the royal family that ruled Diriyah in what is now known as Saudi Arabia. They are made up of two descendants, Mohammed bin Saud, founder of the Emirate of Diriyah, and his brothers. Since then, the members of the Saudi royal family have blossomed to tens of thousands, with estimates as high as 30,000 princes and princesses. Although we should note here that only around 2,000 of these people hold any large amount of wealth or power. Controlling the Saudi royal family means control of one of the wealthiest oil-rich countries in history. With so much money up for grabs, the Saudi family has a long history of behind-the-scenes scheming, intrigue, and even murder. In 1975, King Faisal was assassinated by his nephew, Faisal bin Musaid. In 1977, Princess Mishal bin Fahd Al Saud, the great-granddaughter of King Ibn Saud, was killed by a firing squad at the age of 19. Recently, the present king's son, Mohammed bin Salman, overthrew his cousin, Mohammed bin Nayef, and took control of the kingdom as the new crown prince. He promptly arrested his royal rivals and held them under guard in an extravagant hotel, as apparently Saudi royals need a luxury prison. Number 4. Oldest royal bloodline. The world wars saw many of the kings and queens of Europe fall, and now only a few heads of state remain. While the Saudis are one of the largest, their dynasty only started in 1744. The oldest continuous hereditary monarchy in the world is Japan's Yamato dynasty, which traces its origins back to 660 BC. Until World War II, the emperor in Japan was basically seen as a god. When the Americans under General Douglas MacArthur took control of the islands, the Japanese feared he would banish the imperial family. MacArthur, however, wanted to rule the islands with as little military resources as possible and thought that the emperor would be a useful way to keep the Japanese people under control. So to this day, the Yamato dynasty lives on. The current emperor is the 125th emperor of Japan. An elderly man, he requested retirement, and after much debate, the Japanese government will allow him to abdicate on April the 30th, 2019. Number 3. Out of place. The island of Iceland sits in the northern Atlantic and, due to its Viking heritage, is considered a part of Europe, even though it appears on maps halfway between Europe and North America. The country has a population of about 332,000 that for hundreds of years has been largely isolated from the rest of the world. Inbreeding is a constant concern there due to the country's historically small size and the movement of most of the population into the capital city. There has even been an app developed where people can check if they are related. And what's the slogan for this app? Well, that would be "bump the app before you bump in bed." In this small, isolated gene pool, scientists recognize that they might be able to find human genes associated with common diseases and then identify treatment. To accomplish this, they started a project called Decode Genetics. This looks at the DNA of as many Icelandic people as possible. The company, it went bankrupt, but its huge database of medical records were bought by a Chinese company for $65 million. In 2010, while investigating Iceland's population, Decode Genetics discovered that about 350 people in Iceland carried genetic markings that are only found in North American native and Asian populations. They were able to rule out recent immigrants and found that the genetic markings are likely from when 500 years before Columbus, the Vikings visited North America around the year 1000. The locals forced the Vikings to abandon their new world colony, but it appears at least one woman came back with the Vikings, and her lineage can be found in 350 of her Icelandic descendants. Number 2. Largest baby grouping at a single time. Throughout history, twins and even triplets haven't exactly been common, but they aren't completely rare either. Larger amounts of multiple births, like quadruplets and quintuplets, have happened, but sadly the infants rarely live long past birth. With the introduction of fertility treatment and better prenatal care, large groups of surviving multiple births are possible. At least two sets of non-uplets, that's 9 babies, have occurred, but tragically, the babies didn't survive. The largest number of babies to survive labor is 8, which is a record held by the infamous Octomom. After much publicity, Octomom, whose real name is Nadia Solomon, gave birth to the 8 children on January 26, 2009 in Bellflower, California. Solomon already had 6 other young children, making 14 in total, and was unemployed, on welfare, and with no prospects of being able to support such a large and demanding family. She holds the Guinness World Record for most surviving children delivered in a single birth. When her fame didn't pan out with reality shows or anything else in Hollywood, Solomon delved into adult entertainment, releasing Octomom Home Alone in the summer of 2012. Michael Kumrava, the doctor who impregnated Solomon, lost his doctor's license in 2011 after it was determined that he showed gross negligence in using so many embryos. Number 1. History's busiest father. Recent breakthroughs in genetic analysis have meant that by looking at our DNA, we can determine our ancestry. Another fruit from this line of discovery has revealed that some historic superfathers have male descendants that number in the millions. Just one study in Asia found 11 of these historic superdads. The authors of the study concluded that the region's legacy of the ruling classes having hundreds of wives and lovers is the reason for such large amounts of male offspring. 9 of the fathers have been lost to the sands of time, but one can be traced to a 16th century ruler named Jio Kanga. The one other remaining father is probably a more famous one that you probably know, and that would be Genghis Khan. Through conquest and harsh diplomacy, Genghis Khan created the largest land empire in history. Before he died in 1227, he is thought to have fathered thousands of children with his official wives, hundreds of minor wives, and various concubines and women taken in conquest. Many of these sons went on to become rulers, also with many wives, further increasing his descendants. Scientists studying the Y chromosome, that is only passed down from father to son, determined that 0.5% of males in the world, or roughly 16 million people, are descendants of Genghis Khan.
So I really hope you enjoyed the audio version of one of our YouTube videos. If you did, please do consider heading over to wherever you get your podcasts and leaving us a review. It'd be greatly appreciated. You can also say hi to me on social media at Simon Whistler. Check out our YouTube channel on YouTube. Just search Top Tens, T-O-P-T-E-N-Z, and I'll see you next time.